Welcome to the Beanball, the most exciting podcast about the most boring sport. My name is Joey Price.
And my name is Brady O'Callaghan.
And we are joined today, very special guest, first time, long time, Peter Shearer. Peter, hello.
Hi, nice to be here. Very excited.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us from sunny Los Angeles, California.
It is still sunny here when we're recording. I think it's dark wherever you are, so I win.
Okay.
Yep. All right. 1-0 Peter.
Coming out hot.
But who wins at like 9 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Okay, that's true.
Thank you.
But you guys don't record in the morning, so.
We should have thought this through better.
Peter, don't be afraid to speak up to our sound situation's really good.
Oh, okay. I'll scream for the rest of the podcast. Yeah. No problem.
It's really good. It hasn't at all been affected by a certain hiatus in recording. Okay, maybe it has a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe it took us at least 20 minutes to remember how all of the equipment works, because it has been such a long time since we recorded a Beanball episode.
But
when was the last time?
Over a year ago.
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. But, you know, the playoffs are here. The postseason, baby.
Feels like a good time as ever to hop right back into it.
We got Yankees. We got Astros. Astros sweeping the Yankees. What do we think about that, Peter?
A big surprise. Because, you know, traditionally, the Yankees are good, and they win sometimes. And Aaron Judge, you know.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
That's a really good point.
We kind of did expect more from Judge in the postseason. You know, he was kind of cold against Cleveland. He has a history of being cold against Cleveland. But they still managed to pull it out there. But Houston's just too good. They're too good. It is a surprise that they swept them. You'd think that Yankees would at least have taken one down.
Houston is now in the World Series for their fourth time in 6 years. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And then on the other side, we had the Phillies beating the Padres 4-1. You know, just nice to see both those teams there.
Yeah. I agree with that. Padres, you know, people expected big things. They made big, big moves. Juan Soto's on the squad now, and they just couldn't deliver. Phillies got real hot. They were the sixth seed.
Yeah.
So,
Peter, what do we think about that series?
I'm writing all this down so I remember it. I didn't watch any of it. I'm very happy to have been invited, but don't know a lot about baseball. But
okay,
yeah,
okay. All right. Well, might be at least you're like fan of the pod.
Yeah,
happy to have you here.
Yeah,
you're a good friend. Obviously,
you're obviously one of our closest friends, and so it's just kind of nice to have a close friend who's been such a big supporter of the pod.
I love the pod. And I love you guys, and I love that you're doing the pod.
Hell yeah.
It's really nice that you're back doing it.
Yeah, that's great. And so actually, Peter, that leads us to our first segment of the day.
Let's do it. Peter, what are your top five favorite moments from the pod?
I've maybe listened to 3 episodes of your podcast, and I'm probably, this is number 3 if we're counting it, and that's mostly just because I'm, you know, not a huge baseball person.
Uh-huh. Okay. You kind of had just said you're kind of a, you know, a huge supporter of the podcast.
I am. You know, there's different ways to support other than listening. Yeah.
And you don't really know much about baseball.
Okay. Did you leave us a review?
Yeah.
Or something? You say there's other ways to support without listening.
I mentioned to my dad once that you guys had this podcast.
That's pretty good. Do you think that your dad listened to it?
He never mentioned it again. And usually when he listens to something I recommend, he'll tell me he listened to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like Doug would have said something to me about it too, probably.
Yeah. I am as shocked that I am on this podcast as you guys seem to be. I've been to baseball games.
That's a start.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just like, you know, it's the first one back in, you know, like we were saying, over a year, and we were kind of like, okay, well, kind of start back with a bang a little bit. And
one of our good friends.
One of our good friends who, like, he's not going to let us down. Maybe he's not the biggest baseball fan, but he'll kind of put the work in.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've talked about baseball around you a lot, right?
Yeah, but there's usually a lot of conversation happening and I'm not usually thinking about it. So you're back this week, and it's the, like, what's that called? The World Series?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. What's that called?
What's it called?
Isn't there, like, there's, like, fun names for it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not kind of the re-entry we were hoping for, I think.
You know what?
Yeah.
It seems fitting, honestly. Now's a good a time as ever to announce. This is also our last episode of the Beanball.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. This is the last episode. We'll still put it up. But this is it.
I'm too old to be pranked, okay? I genuinely came on this podcast. I don't know why. And I'm realizing in this moment I should have, like, looked up some stuff.
I have a question. What would you have looked up?
Who's in the World Series? Yeah. Wait, is this really your last podcast?
Yeah. I mean, now it is.
Yeah, I mean, Joey's got a kid. I got nothing going on, but...
Don't release this.
No, we got it.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to.
It's too late to book another guest.
Yeah.
People are... Wait, I mean, we haven't told anybody that we're releasing this, but I imagine they're waiting.
No, yeah. I've been telling people, like, don't unsubscribe. Like, keep it up there, because we'll be back, you know?
Yeah. I wish I would have told Kristen, my girlfriend, that, because she told me just now that she had unsubscribed months ago when we hadn't released anything.
But she'll probably like listening to this. She'll resubscribe for this.
I hope so.
And then unsubscribe again.
Yeah, write a review.
Oh, rate and review us for sure. We could use that.
Beanballpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, shoot us some emails. Peter, you got anything you want to plug?
Are you saying that if this had gone well, that you guys would have kept doing this? I don't know how many times you guys do it, like 3 or 4 times a week?
Like, yeah. It's kind of an every other day kind of podcast.
Yeah. There's 162 baseball games a year. We try to hit at least half of them.
There's a lot of baseball happening.
Yeah. Yeah, we do about 80 to 100 episodes a year.
Well, what are, I guess it's my job to ask you, what were your favorite moments from the Beanball?
It's nice of you to ask that. And I actually think it's our job to ask you that, which we did earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we could do some reminiscing, Brady.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun. It was always fun having Taylor Gonzalez on the podcast to do some tarot readings for baseball predictions that were scary accurate. Pretty wild.
Pretty wild. I will always cherish having Sam Weiss on here to try to explain to us what he thinks baseball is and us try to explain back to him what baseball is. That was a good time.
really good.
Maybe, Peter, you should have listened to that episode before.
That's the one I'm sure I listened to.
Well, I guess nothing stuck.
All right, well, Joey took that memory, so that's off the table for you.
Yeah, and then, Peter, let's hear one of yours. Kind of go around.
There was one really early on where you guys, I don't know what the riff was, but it was so funny. It was about baseball, and
thank you. That sounds right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That was a good riff.
Really good riff.
Yeah,
you're like, how are they gonna pull this all together? And they did. You know, I was probably watching a game at the same time. It was all great.
That might have been one of our playoff episodes, where we would just call and check in with people.
Those are always good throughout the game. Yeah, that was always a good one.
Baseball's greatest hits.
Sure, listening to it, that was good.
Live record reactions.
Hillary revealing that she got to a baseball game in the seventh inning, that's her best way to watch a baseball game is to arrive in the seventh inning.
In the seventh inning. That was kind of like this episode.
But real.
But absolutely real and unplanned. That was funny.
I'm hoping that this like drums up some interest in the backlog and everybody dives in and sends the podcast to their dad, and then you guys like have to do more of these.
Well, I mean, you could remind Doug about it.
Like, yeah.
Maybe he wants to listen to you on this episode. Do you think he'd like this episode of the podcast?
No.
Okay, well, we are going to release it.
He's got a lot going on, and I think... I thought of another question as we reminisced all together, three important members of this podcast. Did we ever find out what the beanball is? I'm just asking on behalf of the, you know.
Do you mean like what the smoke monster in Lost was? Like it's this kind of mystery.
Like it's a finale.
I think we know theoretically what it's supposed to be, but I don't know if we ever actually addressed what the beanball was on our podcast.
I guess that's true. Like I think people know what a beanball was, but I guess they don't know what the beanball.
We all know what the beanball is.
Yeah.
I thought
actually, Peter.
Yeah. No,
and we'll come back to what your next thing is. Could you go ahead and kind of give us your best guess at what a beanball is?
It's this thing where you invite a friend of over a decade onto a podcast just to give him a hard time. You know, my real guess is I think it's like a shiner. Like you get hit with a baseball on the head.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly right.
I love this podcast.
It is when you bring a friend on for over a decade.
Yeah, your first guess was right. okay, sorry, you had another thought here.
Joey and Brady, you've done this podcast for how many years?
2018 maybe is when we started.
I thought you were going to say 20 years, and I was like, I don't think so.
20, 25 years, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 4 years. That is a very gracious 4 years when you take two of those off.
Yeah.
And how many episodes have you done?
That's another good question.
It's a really good question. I don't...
We had two seasons. I guess this is season three. This might just be season two. I don't know how to format.
I'd guess somewhere in the... I don't know, 40s to 50s?
Yeah.
And why is this the first time I've been asked?
Well, I mean, I think... You've answered that question by coming on it.
You know, when you watch those like competitive singing shows, there's always somebody who isn't good at singing, right? Oh. But they like they bring a lot to it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you're saying
that's
that to
what's
you?
Happening.
Okay.
Okay, I have another question.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys still like baseball?
That's a good question. I still like baseball, but I do think that I am devoting less of my time and energy to paying attention to baseball than a couple years ago.
I would say similar in a few ways. I probably pay closer attention to Cleveland and less attention overall. I was in three fantasy leagues this year and paid attention to none of them. So I think I'm doing the grown-up adult man thing of watching my team and saying, these guys are my guys. Yep.
Yeah.
I love it more and more every day.
Yeah, every day?
Oh, you know, the days I'm not listening to the Beanball, I'm learning and reading about baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I get that. And it's baseball's a thing you can always come back to throughout your life is a thing that I bet.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, I think that that has been the case for our lives prior to this, too.
Yeah. This is the absolute last episode of the Beanball, though. We got to get that clear.
Yeah.
There's no coming back to the Beanball.
No, not after this.
That's not true, because the last episode of the Beanball came out over a year ago, and this is never going to come out.
It'll be live tonight.
We're going to have the two people who this joke is for, they are listening to it tomorrow.
I feel genuinely bad and guilty that I have been put up to this.
You should feel bad for the listeners who we've essentially forced into listening to a private inside joke for up to a half hour.
Okay, I have more questions.
Okay. We're all ears.
Who's going to win?
Mm. The World Series, I assume you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The Astros, I'm sure, are favored.
Yeah, they're going to win.
They're probably going to win. But weirder things have happened. I would say
It'll be five or six games.
Yeah. You know, I'd say the Astros have a 60% chance to win, which in baseball is a lot.
That sounds like a lot. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This reminds me of a TikTok I saw today. I thought was sort of appropriate. It's from the Kelly Clarkson show. But I think it's poignant. And if you're looking for an ending, it's a grandson giving his grandfather a baseball. I don't know if you can hear this. And that's sort of also true for me and you guys. So,
oh, God.
Thank you for the many years of doing the baseball and making it fun and educational.
You're welcome, okay. Peter. We love you very much.
We love you very much, Peter. Thank you. Oh, thank you for pulling it out here at the end. That was really, really meant a lot.
It really did. I don't know what life is going to look like without the Beanball, but
probably similar to what it's looked like the last year or so.
Yeah.
But Peter, we thank you for the time and effort you put into this today.
Talk to you in like 15 minutes about movies or something.
Yeah. All I can say is play ball.
Okay, it's usually what you say at the beginning of something and not the end of it.
But to that, we'll raise a glass and we'll say
play ball.
Play ball.
Thanks, everyone.
The Beanball is hosted by Joey Price and Brady O'Callahan. Our music is by Louis Aronowitz, and our logo is by Diana Kolsky. If you want to reach us, you can email thebeanballpodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, wherever you might get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
People are gonna love it, dude.
Some people wait a lifetime for a moment.